You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Give me a chance to wake up, sweetheart.
Who's responsible for this?
I can't remember.
You got anything better to do?
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, April 2nd. You survived April Fool's Day.
Did you guys get got by anybody?
Okay, I'm not sure still yet because I don't remember seeing if they've officially said it was a trick or not. But Runza breakfast sandwiches, yes or no?
That was obviously a trick.
Oh, come on. Just do it.
I know.
Oh, man. That's a mean one.
That is one of the meanest ones of them all.
After Avery started tweeting that years ago, occasionally I would like start tweeting it. And I was the only one, but like, you know, other people started tweeting the same thing too.
Yeah.
One day it's bound to happen.
That's the only one that was what got me. How about you, Nick? Anything?
No, I was too busy being sick all day.
Yes.
So I didn't.
How you feeling sick today?
Not going to lie to you. It was yesterday sucked. Yeah. I was like, man, it was brutal. But I feel good now. Ready to roll. Ready to go. Maybe I just missed Coriel and the ache in my heart was too much.
Exactly,
I think that's
what it was.
And she is back from her long vacation to Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
And she has all her fingers and toes.
I do.
Why does Coriel get so much vacation time? She is like on vacation.
We all have the same amount.
I don't know. It feels like you're always gone now.
I think it's because
I'm taking it all on the front end of this because I always get completely shafted at the end of the year.
I think she's
front loading
this
year. I'm always stuck with like weeks worth of not being able to leave and everyone else is on vacation. So I'm like, you know what? I'm taking it all on the front end.
Yeah, man. You're front loaded.
I guess something.
Well, how was Colorado?
It was great.
You survived the snow tubing that we all thought you were going to die on.
You know what? Well, you should have been worried about me skiing.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
I
saw skis.
Yeah,
I thought you were skiing.
I skied, and I wasn't going to, and then I was like, I'm
How
already
did you
here.
Do on
you were
skis.
Like, here I come.
I was really nervous, honestly, at first, just because I have such a bum left knee, but it was great. I went with two other girls, and I was the only one that never fell once.
Wow.
Leave the person with the probably torn ACL or MCL or something.
I do. I have a torn meniscus with cartilage damage, and my knee tracks, like, pretty far to the left.
Wow.
Yes.
Like, I was worried to do the splits or something. Or
you just kept turning.
Or...
Oh,
going, just turning nonstop.
The turns are my favorite part. it was like, it was funny because I said to the guy, I said, are there bigger hills? And he goes, oh, yeah. Because we were at like we did this ski school.
Yeah.
We didn't go to...
Right.
The mountains.
But as a first timer, you need to go to ski school.
Yeah, so and we've always wanted to know. So like what it was like. So we went to ski school and the property, it was kind of hard to tell like where it expanded to. Like I didn't know. I couldn't really see if there was any bigger like quote unquote hills or not.
Oh, okay.
And he obviously not trying to be mean was like, oh yeah, I mean, these are the flats. And I was like, okay. Don't call them the flats. He goes, okay, fine, bunny slopes. But like that's how much of a not incline it had.
That's funny.
But eventually, we did move to a bigger kind of hill, sort of. And we went about halfway up and then went down. That was much faster. I really honestly thought I was going to eat it then. But I didn't.
No.
It was fun. But I was like, you know what? That's good. The scariest one, the scary thing, really, was the snow tubing. And I did not realize it was going to be that scary, but it was.
Because you're going down pretty quick.
You go, oh my
God. I told you. I said that last week. I go, you're way faster on those things. And you're out of control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no control.
The three of us went together every single time. And the first time we went up there, we didn't tell the guy anything specific. He spun the ever-living blink out of us.
Yeah.
He just went like, yeet. And we went up the sides of the walls. So like, we were perpendicular.
Wow.
We truly were like, that was... I don't want to do that again.
Olympic level snow tubing. Yeah.
That was aggressive. It was crazy. I mean, it was really, really fun, and we kept going back, but we were like, cool. What is happening?
Well, I'm glad you had a good time, and it turned out to be a good event for you guys.
It was beautiful up there, and the food was so good.
Oh, I bet.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, good. Welcome. Yes. I'm glad. Hopefully, it recharged you a little bit and gets you ready to go for the next couple months.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get going with today's show.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Got an all-new Denver dump before you. Elizabeth, we'll see whether or not she's a stalker or just a regular, normal person. and see about getting her a second date with Devin. We'll get JP Mex's guess. We'll follow up with what old person things do you do? And the nitty gritty's on the way next.
Zach Bryan's Somber Song Dedication, Video of the Year noms, and Carrie Underwood loves the country music melting pot.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 mold testing and remediation. Zach Bryan played Long Island's UBS Arena over the weekend and stopped down to make a very special, albeit somber, dedication. Bryan had told the crowd he had heard about the unfortunate killing of a New York police officer, Jonathan Diller, during a traffic stop, and dedicated a song, Jake's Piano / Long Island, to the fallen officer. Here's a little bit from the show.
I got some really bad news this morning. Someone told me there was an officer named Jonathan Diller who passed away in the line of duty. He was from Long Island right here. And I want to say that it's heartbreaking and can't even imagine. So I'm going to try my best to sing this and I'll mess it up. Just know that I respect and love you guys so much. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, very sad stuff. Today, however, is Zach Bryan's birthday. So on a lighter note, it's Zach Bryan's birthday. So yeah. Happy birthday to him. When he tours with lots of friends and family. His girlfriend, Brianna Chicken Fry, as she goes by on TikTok. And they decided to... I think he's walking into a green room, I'm assuming. But they clocked him with... cakes for his birthday.
Like threw them at him?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, you know, like in school where you like teachers lose something and you get to pie him in the face or whatever. Oh, it was like that, although it was like, I mean, it was vicious.
Who was the woman who runs up and like just smashes one right in his face at the end? She's got the tattoos on her arms.
Maybe his girlfriend? I don't know.
She was awesome because they all of his friends are just drilling him with these things, and then he like is knelt down because he got drilled by so many. He looks up and she,
his girlfriend. That's
full force, like possible broken nose.
She's like, and even his dog Jack, I think, even his dog's like in the mess too. It kind of looks like he's participating.
Yeah.
super cute.
Fun.
The first round of voting for the 2024 CMT Music Awards closed yesterday. The original list of 16 nominees for Video of the Year is now just down to the top six. Nice. And it's going to be dwindled down even more. You'll have to pick between Light On in the Kitchen from Ashley McBride, The Painter by Cody Johnson, Truck Bed by Hardy, Need a Favor by Jelly Roll, If You Go Down, I'm Going Down Too by Kelsey Ballerini, and Watermelon Moonshine by Lainey Wilson.
Wow, those are tough ones to choose from.
The top three nominees will be announced the morning of the show. You can still vote for this category until Showtime, which airs this Sunday, by the way. You can watch it on CBS and Paramount Plus. Lastly, if you're not really digging Beyonce's new album, here's what Carrie Underwood has to say. All good, totally fine. In a new interview, she said the cool thing about country music now is that, quote, there really is something for everybody. If you like things that are more traditional, you can find those. If you like things that seem more pop, you can find that. If you like things that can cross over into other genres, you can find something that you love there. And it's all part of the same family. I mean, Carrie herself has blurred the same line between country and pop for a large part of her career. So none of this is too surprising. But she specifically gave Beyonce and a few other artists props. Quote, I love that people like Post Malone, B and Jelly Roll are artists first and foremost. They kind of weave in and out of different genres of music, and I think that's really cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a nitty gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9. I've been waiting
on some good news. Every day at this time, we give you a chance to celebrate with us some good things. If you've got one, always let us know. Facebook X or Instagram KX969. Coryell is back from her Colorado trip with all of her fingers and toes.
Yeah.
No broken nose, so that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
What are the good things you got, Coryell?
So one of my good things is Jimmy Donaldson. You probably know him more as Mr. Beast.
Okay.
He is one of the most, if not the most, like famous YouTube influencer on the planet. Now, this guy has a lot of philanthropy tied into his videos or like on the back end of things. He does all these videos, sure, but because of all of this revenue he gains from his lucrative side hustles and then his videos and blah, blah, blah. He also does a lot of philanthropy. For example, he did like Team Trees. So to commemorate 20 million subscribers, which now he's at like over 100 million, by the way. But to commemorate that, he thought it would only be fitting to plant the same number of trees. So he planted 20 million trees, you know, and he's got like a whole philanthropy foundation. He's helped people literally see again. There are like surgeries and stuff that you can have to cure like partial blindness and things like that. And he paid for a bunch of those. His most recent stunt is pretty cool. He donated 600 e-bikes to people in need across the country. So he collaborated with electric e-bikes to donate them for those who are in need of transportation solutions.
Very cool.
So people who might need quicker access to their jobs and stuff to get back on their feet and stuff like that. Places like not to crumb on it, but here we don't have quite as many transportation options, public ones, as like a major city. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, it'd be like someone here who's maybe a little hard up and needs to go to like odd work hours and maybe can't really get there quick enough, whatnot. So, just really cool. Electric e-bikes donated. Electric bikes valued at $600,000 to his nonprofit Beast Philanthropy, and it is dedicated to making a positive impact in the world. So, Mr. Beast, one of the only, in my opinion, influencers out there who still is doing what he said from the beginning. He said he wanted to become an influencer and try to make a change and like help people. And that's he's been awesome. Doing that since day one.
Good deal. Nick, you're a good thing.
He's got two huge fans and my children, I can tell you that.
Oh, I'm sure.
They watch his stuff all the time.
He's cool.
So my good thing, since yesterday I wasn't feeling good, I wasn't able to share this. So this is kind of it's a funny story. So over like the last, 5 years since my daughter was born, all of a sudden, I got this autoimmune disorder, so I have vitiligo, so among us and other stuff. But vitiligo, for those that don't know, that's like where, like, when you see, like, there's some models where they'll have no pigment in their skin, and you'll really notice it in their face, you know, their hands, you know, that kind of thing, to where it's just no pigment. So it's white, and your body, basically, it's hard because you can't fight off the sun very well. You actually have a much higher percent chance of getting skin cancer from it. And it's been weird because, like, also, you know, my joints are a little stiff, a couple things, but I'm pretty self-conscious about it. And on Saturday, the Easter Bunny delivered my daughter a Ken doll, and it was vitiligo Ken. He's got like his face and his arms, you know, there's parts of it where he just doesn't have skin tone, and but he's tan, you know. So and it's funny because that's how, like, I'm a quarter Native American, so like I get really tan usually in the summers, but like parts of me don't anymore,
right.
Especially down the middle of my face, like it's crazy now how noticeable it is, especially because I don't have a beard. So I was kind of mad at first when I saw it. I don't know why. My first reaction was I was kind of mad.
Huh.
And I was like, man, cool. Autoimmune disorder Ken. This is sweet. Like,
it's,
you know what I mean? Like,
though. That's nice.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, I don't know. So at first I was kind of mad. Yeah. And then my daughter, this is why this is my good thing. So then my daughter, who had just turned 6, comes up and goes, Dad, look, I've got a Ken doll that's handsome like you. And I was like,
Man,
all right, I'm not mad anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, and it was a really weird, like, roller coaster of emotions, and I just wanted to share it, you know, just kind of how I felt in the moment. But it was nice my daughter said that, and, you know, leave it to little kids to be much smarter than us adults. But so this then she came over and was trying to compare where his vitiligo on his arms and stuff was compared to mine, you know, and all this stuff. But it was really funny. But yeah, so. And, like, it's just kind of funny because you don't realize, like, to my daughter, that's, like, normal. And it's just like, hey, look, he's handsome like you. And I'm like, oh, very nice of you to say.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that because, you know, it's interesting. It's just a weird thing to be to have going on and stuff. And it was just nice for my daughter to teach me a lesson there pretty good during that moment.
Yeah, so. To remind you that you're awesome.
Nice work, Bailey.
Man, I appreciate her.
Good job, Bailey.
My good thing is an opportunity to do some spring cleaning and also help out. The Belmont Community Center up on North 12th Street has been around forever, and a lot of kids, this is where they get to go to be able to have some fun and keep themselves busy after school, summertime, what have you. Tyson Chambers, who we do the Tyson Treasure Chest Foundation for, who passed away with pediatric brain cancer, he used to go to Belmont Community Center all the time to the point where they have a plaque up there now. As part of just one of the many kids that they've affected and done great things for. And well, the Belmont Community Center is doing a, it's a free family garage sale. And it starts up tomorrow and Thursday, where you can bring your donations to the community center during business hours and then come back and free shop. So if got extra clothes, shoes, accessories of any size, books, toys, games, household items, whatever it may be, and you're just doing some spring cleaning, instead of just dump it in the trash, bring it out to the Belmont Community Center, and then people who need those things can come free shop on Friday and Saturday as supplies last. And if you need more details about it, definitely check out the Belmont Community Center on Facebook. Yeah, Nick?
I want to throw in, too, by the way, because I hooped at Belmont for, gosh, I want to say like 10 years with a group of guys. And the ladies and all the gentlemen and everybody that works at that place, they are, I mean, A plus. They would always come in and ask, like, talk to me about our show in the mornings and all that stuff. And they're just, I haven't been there for, I bet you, probably 3 years now. And one thing I do miss, I don't miss playing basketball, but I do miss those people.
Yeah. So if you get a chance to, definitely go help out those folks. That neighborhood is a good group of people. And like Nick said, get out there and enjoy it. And the more details on Facebook.
She's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old. You can't just take her stuff. She's too old.
Hannah is only 24, but she is practically an old person in the fact that she likes to sit around and watch the Weather Channel.
Literally, her and I are the same person.
Truly.
You are. She said that before, and I kind of was like, okay, whatever.
No.
And then after spending like time on the air and off air hanging out, right, she's definitely you.
It's strange. And it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's so weird.
Because you guys are very similar in the old person things that you do. You're like, I like watching the
Weather
Channel.
I love her dearly. I'm so glad she got to sit in. I'm so glad.
She's a young old person. And we want to know what are the old things that you do. And we put it up on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Kimberly, she's like, hard to find just one. I wear orthotics for my plantar fasciitis. I'm in bed by 8:30. Google terms used by teenagers, grunting to stand up, not eating spicy food because my tum-tum can't handle it anymore.
My tum-tum.
And always having tums, needing to schedule a day off or two after drinking. She looks like she's maybe 30.
The one that I think is kind of relatable to what she said definitely is like, I find myself grunting when I don't need to.
Mm.
But it's like I'll get out of the chair and I'll be like, ugh. And I'm like, no, what did I just do?
Why did I do
you
that?
Know? Yeah. Or like, I'll just like, you know, lean over and I'm like, why? Where did that come from? Why am I grunting?
All of your unscheduled sound effects, the things that just happen naturally.
Sense. Yeah,
for sure.
Why?
I really, really resonated towards the end there when she said to take like 2 days off or whatever after being out for,
Well, that's why I was like, when you're like, I'll be back on Monday, I'll be, because we're coming back on Sunday. I go, no, take Monday off.
Yeah.
You need to.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did. Because you would have come in here and been just destroyed and then been in a rut all week long.
Yeah. Yeah. I needed to get back to baseline. I also really love on Facebook, KX969, how many people mentioned like Wheel of Fortune, for example, Brandy and Joanna. Also, Tammy watching Jeopardy. I watch a lot of Jeopardy, too. I would also think that would be probably one of my favorite quote-unquote old people things to do. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Like,
I never thought there'd be a day in my life where I was like, oh, man, I got a well-manicured front yard. This is awesome. But that's true.
Look at my lawn.
Your pride and joy.
Yeah. Like, I'm 42. I am 13 years away from making sure my yard is spotless and just being as Republican as it gets.
Yeah.
Like, those are the two things as a male that happens.
Do you have the grass-stained New Balances?
I have, they're not New Balances. They're...
What are they, Skechers?
The hookahs. That's those.
You fancy, huh?
They were on sale. Baby. But I do have them. Yes, I do.
Javi, I really resonate with this one, too. It says me planning a party, and then there's all these balloon letters on the wall that say, please leave by 9.
That's funny.
Yep.
Christopher says, hydrate and nap before going to a concert. That is something I do every time. Yeah. Because if you don't, you will be unable to stand by the like 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Bridget says, bird watching. Bridget, you might win. You might win with that.
Because of bird watching?
Bird watching.
Oh, that's funny.
I like to look at young people and criticize them for no reason.
And
that's definitely me being old.
You're getting there.
It's like, I'll look over and I'll be like, oh, okay. You can walk that close to the grass on the sidewalk? Okay. Yeah, tough guy. And then I'm like, wait a minute. What just happened?
Wait, what am I doing?
What just went through my head? Why am I mad about this?
I'm someone for no reason.
There was no reason for me to care that they're walking close to the grass.
Did you see the boss man, the suit, Mr. Rob Kelly?
Yeah.
Save that box or bag because, quote, it's a good one.
Oh, no, that's my wife does that.
She's been doing that
since she was like 21.
I do that too.
That's an old woman thing.
I've done that forever.
We have the grocery bag, like the plastic bags. There's one hanging in the garage, and Caitlin likes to just keep them and put them like all in there in one bag.
Well, you can reuse them. I get that.
Yeah. We try.
But looking at a box and going,
That's a sturdy box.
That looks like a really quality box.
That's what I used to do with the iPhone boxes all the time because they're really sturdy and sleek, and it kind of feels like you got like an additional prize with your phone because it's such a nice box. Kind of, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah,
and you're like, I could keep things in here.
But you never do.
Yeah, you never do.
Yeah, it just sits
in a drawer. Right. I think I've got like 9 of them in one drawer upstairs.
They're so heavy. Those are like weapons.
Yeah, they're dangerous. Well, and I know maybe you'll have kids or the neighbor kids when you pass away, and they're cleaning out your house. We talked about when your kids come and clean out your house after like all
she's
of
not
the
having kids.
Things you've collected, but like there'd be a pile of iPhone boxes. I'm thinking, have to just toss out.
Oh yeah, the equivalent of like when you look through your old parents' house or something like that, and you'd find like old newspapers or like some coins.
But check in
but
them
now
before
it's
you
gonna
throw
be
them
like
away.
iPhone boxes.
Yeah, check in them before you throw them away because Coriel might be hiding money.
I probably did squirrel things in there that I don't even know about.
Yeah.
This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick. Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
3.
More on the Alec Murdaugh case. Alec Murdaugh already serving a life sentence for his conviction in the murders of his wife and son. Possibly had his last day in court yesterday. Murdaugh was sentenced to an additional 40 years in prison in South Carolina yesterday for stealing from clients and his law firm. Murdaugh was already ordered to pay almost $9 million in restitution in the case. Even if his murder convictions are overturned on appeal, he'll still have to serve the 40-year sentence, which will run concurrently to a 27-year sentence after pleading guilty to state financial crime charges.
The past year, between the Murdaugh murders and then Gypsy Rose, like who's...
Yeah,
more,
two very, very heightened stories for sure.
Just wild stuff.
So.
Good news, the price of gasoline hasn't risen over the past week. Bad news, it hasn't dropped either. However, a plateau is sort of nice after weeks of steady increases. The head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy said, not a bad week for motorists as rising demand would normally put solid upward pressures on prices. For now, motorists have a bit of a reprieve from the constant big weekly price jumps. If you haven't used Gas Buddy, by the way, great app to find
it
cheap
is.
Gas in
town.
Yeah, does a good job.
And yeah, it does. Really does kind of break it down for you. And then it allows you to, if you see a price and like it's not on the app, you can add in the price to help other people out. Nick?
I was gonna say, don't we have an election coming up? I thought they're supposed to like make things cheap for a minute just to make it feel like things are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like why aren't we there? Where's that at? Yeah. I'm not feeling okay.
I think it's by Memorial Day.
Come on.
Do that. So, the national average price for a gallon of gas is currently at $3.51. So there you go for that. Pay attention and find cheap gas.
One! And UConn knocks out a number one seed to head back to the Final Four.
Yep, the Huskies were able to outlast one seed USC to advance. And now the women's Final Four is locked in. That also includes the fighting Caitlin Clark's beating LSU in a rematch for the national championship last year. The next tournament action will happen Friday night with number 3 NC State versus number 1 South Carolina and number 3 UConn versus number 1 Iowa. And the championship game will be played Sunday afternoon at 2.
When is the men's?
Men's begins again on Friday as well. Friday, Friday for the Final Four. So.
Cool.
And it's all going to kind of accumulate and finish up this weekend. And then the men's championship game is on Monday. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how people's brackets line up. As of right now, if UConn wins, Coryell might
wins, I might win some Skittles.
Yeah. If they lose, then and Purdue wins, then I might actually win.
Ooh.
So we'll see what happens.
Man, look at you guys.
Yeah, people are playing along with their brackets still completely, not completely busted, but still pretty bad. There you go. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, morning.
So, how are you today?
I'm okay. I'm a little nervous, though.
Okay.
Why is that?
I've never been on the radio before, so this is like a new thing for me that I'm doing that I've never done before.
Right. It reminds me of that kid on the at the roller coaster park or whatever.
Never been on the news before.
Apparently, I've never been on the news before.
Don't worry, it's not hard. Look at the three knuckleheads you're talking
to.
That
is true.
Yeah. If we can do it, you can do it just fine. We're happy to have you.
So what can we help you with this guy that his name is Devin?
Yeah, so his name is Devin, and he's a really terrific guy. He's actually a friend of a friend that I saw at a party a couple of weeks ago.
Okay,
cool.
And yeah, I never had the chance to actually talk to him at that party. I just noticed him and thought, oh, wow, he's really cute.
Okay.
Nice.
So how did you get a hold of him then? Did you get a hold of him?
No, not at that party. I was just like, you know, he just seemed like a really nice guy. And I watched him at that party and how he was behaving and stuff. And not like in a creepy way, but, you know, the way that he interacted with people. Like, he always looked really engaged and interested in what people were saying to him. And people just wanted to talk to him and hang out with him, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, that could be like an attractive thing.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, my last boyfriend, he didn't like crowds. He was not social. It was awkward for him to have conversations with people and even like with our mutual friends, and they saw that, but I didn't see how awkward he was. And it took me a while, you know, to open my eyes to that and to realize how we were not a good fit.
You seem like a very fun person. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm very fun-loving and happy, and like I want to be social and hang out or dance, while my last boyfriend, he would rather just sit in a corner and drink and avoid the dance floor and avoid all the people around us.
That's kind of a breath of fresh air a little bit to
see somebody like that, but yet you haven't even gone on a date with him yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, a couple of days after this party, I started bugging our mutual friend to set me and Devin up on a date.
Okay.
And yeah, our friend just wanted no part of this. So I kept pestering him until eventually he gave me Devin's number.
Oh, okay.
And I texted him and he texted back and we talked, and eventually he invited me out for drinks.
Well, here, hang on, back amazing. Up. Hold on real quick,
Nick.
Question. Why did your friend not want to give? I think we glossed over a key thing there. Why did your friend not want to give? Why do you think your friend was like not trying to hook you guys up?
I really just think that he didn't want to get mixed up in this whole thing, because it can be awkward when you're friends with two people and you know, let's say that you set them up but then it doesn't go well, and then like
you're to blame.
Feel awkward,
right? So then you guys did eventually get to go and hang out for drinks, and you said it was amazing.
Yeah, it was a really great time. We hung out for like an hour, and at first it was kind of awkward, but then after, you know, some drinks, things got more comfortable and easier, and we talked about all kinds of things.
Covered all the bases.
Clicked.
So how did the date end then?
Yeah, well, at the end, he gave me a really sweet hug, and he was such a gentleman, and he said that he would see me later, but I have not heard from him at all.
Okay.
And our friend who set us up, who, you know, introduced us, he does not want anything to do with this. That's why I contacted you.
Okay, well, we'll try to sleuth that out for you, I suppose. I have no... I don't have any conjecture.
Right.
I've got ideas, but I'm going to keep them to myself.
Okay. Oh, why?
Because I am right now.
Okay. All right.
Well, then what we'll do.
Stay tuned, Elizabeth, for the next segment. Yeah.
Elizabeth, we will call Devin for you, see if we can get him on the phone. And best case scenario, we'll be glad to take care of dinner for you guys to go out again, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show. Well,
don't be like Nick and keep it to yourself. We want to hear from you and what you think went wrong between Elizabeth and Devin.
As we have always said, historically, gift form is the best form. So you can speculate on Facebook, KX969, and X and Instagram, KZKX969.
Have some fun with us. Date 'em or dump 'em.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And if you're just joining us, it's Elizabeth who wants help getting a hold of Devin. Actually stalked him, for lack of better phrasing, at a party. Thought he seemed like a really nice guy, talking to everybody, very engaged, having a good time, and asked her friend, who's a mutual friend, to set them up. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. Eventually, she wore the guy down until she finally got Devin's number. They chatted. They got together for drinks. She thought it was great, and now he is ghosting her. The majority of the guesses coming in is she's some sort of a stalker, just by the way she sounds.
I mean, I understand how some people could think that. Yeah. I just think it's a little, I think that's a little much for what she was doing. I don't think she was full-blown stalking.
No. Well, then we'll find out today with Devin. We'll talk with him now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Devin?
Yeah, this is Devin.
Devin, hey, it's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going, man?
What up, dog?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of you guys. What's up?
We've heard of you.
Well, yeah, we have, from someone who you went out on a date with and would like to possibly get together again, and we'd be more than willing to pay for it. We're calling on behalf of Elizabeth, who you went on a date with, and she'd like to know what's up and why you haven't been texting her.
Yeah, this will be a quick one.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Why is that?
Okay, I mean, listen, she's a super nice, and at first, like, she's very, very sexy. You know, I liked her a lot, but we can't date.
Why is that?
She has the same name as my mom.
Same?
Wait, what?
She has the same name as your mom.
Oh.
And, like, okay, at first I didn't think about it while we were texting. She's like, hi, it's Elizabeth. I didn't pay it too much mind, but as we were first meeting up at the bar for drinks, I came up to her at the high top that she was sitting at, and she said hi, and everyone just calls her Beth.
Beth,
and
okay.
Oh.
My mom goes by Beth. That is her name, and I never put two and two together that Beth is short for Elizabeth. I mean, I was thinking Liz, but not Beth.
And
yes.
So she has the same name as your mom.
Yes, the exact same name. And yeah, that's a big red flag for me.
You just can't, it's like the mental block of it?
No, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's bad enough I walked into my parents fooling around in the hot tub one time.
Oh, God.
I can never get intimate with a Beth. Okay, it creeps me out.
That would be strange. That would be really strange.
Couldn't you just give her a nickname?
You call it, we call
like,
her Liz.
Give her a new
like,
name.
What if her nickname is not mom? Like, you know, and
like, good morning, not mom. Contact.
Yeah.
Slept well last night.
What if her nickname is not mom?
You know what I mean? Like, you guys are making out, and you're like,
yeah.
I like kissing
I'll ever
you,
go
not
to
mom.
The courthouse and change it legally. You
know? Right. No, that's...
Yeah, just call yourself not mom.
Okay. Well, yeah. let's bring mom. Elizabeth... Beth on the phone. Elizabeth, the reason why he can't see you is because you have the same name as his mom.
Yeah, that's really disappointing and also unexpected. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Would you be willing, like Nick says, to change your name? I mean,
by... Yeah, can we just call you not mom?
Liz or not mom? I mean...
Yeah.
I've always gone by Beth ever since I was a child, so I really can't see myself going by anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to change your identity just to, like, go on a date with someone.
Hold on.
Yeah. Okay, Nick.
You guys hear me out. See if I can talk you into this. If you go by not mom... You're going to force him to have to tell his friends. They're like, so what are you doing? Or what'd you do last night? And he's like, oh, I made out with not mom. And they're like, as opposed to normally making out with mom, what's happening here? And then, you know what I mean?
Mom.
Like, yeah. And he's like, but I mean, I'm just stressing. Why do you have to stress that it's not mom? And then he's going to have to explain that whole deal.
I think
so. It sounds like a lot of
I think
a lot
it could
of
be
explanations.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. That seems yeah. like maybe but too I, much work, I, Husker Nick.
I get where you're coming from, Devin, but in a different perspective. There's no way I could ever, if I was still single, date somebody with the same name as my ex ever. Like, if it was any kind of variation of my ex's name, there's no way I could do that. So I kind of get where he's coming from.
It's going to constantly stick in my mind. I mean, it's kind of too, like, if somebody kind of looked like a family member, even, and then you realize it. And so it's just like, it can't happen.
Okay, real quick.
Yes, Nick.
I Googled it, a quick Google search. You said your mom's name's Elizabeth. She goes by Beth.
Yeah.
You could start calling her Bessie. You could call her Ella.
You're going to change your mom's name now?
No, his girlfriend. She could be Betty. Bettina, Elise. Apparently, Elise is part of being Elizabeth.
What?
I have no idea.
That was a thing.
Ooh, Bebette. You can call her Bebette.
Okay.
Libby.
You
I'm
can
just
call her
here.
Pookie Bear and Schnookums.
Buffy. Yeah, I always wanted to date a girl named Buffy, I bet.
Buffy would be cool.
Yeah.
Is any of this helping you, Devin?
No. You know, it's a valiant effort.
yeah.
I think it's still going to be a no from me.
All right.
Man. Well, are you going to tell your mom that, hey, I met this, in your words, super hot chick, but I couldn't date her because she has the same name as you?
I'm probably going to just keep that for a rainy day.
Yeah. That's probably a safe bet.
Great opportunity with this gorgeous girl, but she has the same name as you, Mom.
I know. What? And then ask your mom. Say, what if I just called her not Mom? Would that work? And then your mom might say yes.
If my mom's okay with it, that's one thing. But I have to be okay with it. And my mom being okay wouldn't make me okay.
Elizabeth / Beth, we at least figured it out for you. We're sorry that it wasn't a better outcome.
Yeah, I tried.
But hey, Elizabeth, you're a great girl, and I'm sorry about it. But it's just something I can't get over.
I can't change my name.
Yeah.
You know, my name is Elizabeth. I go by Beth. That's unfortunate that it's the same name as his mom.
Right.
There's really nothing that either of us can do about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, Elizabeth, thanks for reaching out to us. Thanks for listening to the show. And Devin, thanks for being on with us. And we'll just wish you well in your dating lives separate. All right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
But that does pose a good question. Have you ever, is that a red flag for you? Have you ever dated someone with the same name as a parent or a family member or your ex?
Yeah, I don't know that it would be a red flag as much as it would just be an ick.
Yeah, see, there's, well, that for me, that ick's enough not to do it.
Right,
okay,
opinion. Yeah.
I'm just curious how many people have actually experienced this. 466-9696, if you'd like to let us know, have you had a situation like this where you've, either you or someone you know, dated someone with like the same name as a parent or an ex? And already the phone lines are lit up. 466-9696. We'll get your calls, see what your thoughts are. Is it a red flag? Is it an ick? You can let us know.
Yeah, did it work out?
466-9696. Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969 with Danimer Dumpum. Coming off of Danimer Dumpum, how big of an ew is it to date somebody with the same name as a family member or an ex? Did it work out for you?
Yes. If there is an ick, or if there is like a, you know, green light with it, what do you think? Facebook KX969 and XKZKX969. Andrea says, my wife and I have been together for 8 years. My name is Andrea, and I've always gone by my full name. Her prior relationship was with an Andrea, so she calls me Drea. I kind of accepted it, and now I love it. It
That's
is what it is.
Hi, Kix.
100% an ick.
Oh, yeah. Why?
So if you think of it, what are you going to say? Your kid's names? Like, that's just not for me. So,
talking about a kid's name.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Even, my kid's names, my parents' names, best friend's name.
Yeah.
No.
They're off limits.
I never thought about a kid's name. That would be strange to have, like, a little boy or something named, like, Dylan or whatever, and then you meet a Dylan, and you're like, I don't know. That would be confusing, too, when you're yelling at someone. Which Dylan?
Right? Yeah. I swipe left on so many names that...
Like, nope, can't hit him. That's my cousin's name. Yeah. You can let us know, 466-9696 or Facebook, X, and Instagram. Have you ever dated someone with the same name as a family member or an ex? Did it work out? We'll get more of your calls. Have you ever dated someone with the same name as a family member or an ex and didn't work out. This stems from Elizabeth and Devin, and the reason Devin wasn't getting back with Elizabeth is because she goes by Beth.
So does his mother.
Yeah, and he's like,
oh man.
He's like, it was bad enough walking in on mom and dad in the hot tub one time. I do not want to deal with somebody else named the same name as my mom. And we're just curious, have you dated someone the same name as a family member and ex? Did it work out?
Yes, on Facebook, KX969, you can weigh in there. Nancy says, no, get ready for this one, okay?
Okay.
Nancy says, regarding dating a man with the same name as my brother, yep, did that. My brother was military, and I dated and married another man by the same name, Randy. But he had an uncle with the same name as my mom, Jerry, and he had a cousin with my name, Nancy. It was all so funny at family gatherings. It was such a close family. If you didn't follow along with that, that's okay. Just know there was a lot of people.
Awkward stuff.
With a lot of same names of family members.
Nice.
All right, Kix, what about you?
I dated two people with two of my siblings' same names.
Oh.
Spelled exactly the same.
Oh, no.
How'd that go?
Well, one of them I dated on and off for 6 years.
Wow.
But we are good friends now.
Okay.
Good.
And then the other one was less than a year, and I do not talk to that one at all.
So you're kind of in the middle, I'd say, with that.
Yeah. I do find it an ick, but I will always give somebody a chance, even if they have the same name as a sibling or a relative.
All right, so at least a second chance possibility. Yeah.
Back to Facebook, KX969 Camber says, my sister and mom are both with guys named Steve. Also, my sister-in-law is married to a Mike. She has a stepdad and a brother also named Mike.
Wow.
We just have nicknames for everyone.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Corey, nicknames like to be the compromise, kind of.
Could you date, which you have to choose one, are you dating a Storm or a JP?
Husker Nick, are you trying to ruin my morning?
Because your dad is Storm, and then your radio dad's JP.
Oh my God, I don't know.
Oh.
Oh no, I don't know.
You put her in the most awkward position.
Oh my God, I want to answer this.
Try this out loud. Go. Hey, Storm, can I have a kiss?
No!
Now try, hey, JP, can I have a kiss?
Your face!
I'm sorry, no shade to you at all, JP.
No.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, honestly...
See, now we understand this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
We get a better understanding of the ick factor.
Funny. Yeah.
I might have to go with Storm just because then I could call my boyfriend, I could call him like something obnoxious like tornado or thunder or lightning or something like that.
Thunder? I don't.
Hey, thunder. Okay, no, never mind. That sounds like a truck driver. That's also no shade.
It's funny. Brother B on X says dating a girl with the same name as an ex equals never spitting out the wrong name.
Yeah, true.
That is a bonus to that.
Oh no.
Hi, how about you?
My sister's name is Blake and my husband's name is Blake.
Oh wow. How's that go?
I call her sister or I call her Blanket, and then my husband is Blake and everyone else kind of does the same thing.
Oh my nice. Gosh, yeah, that's that makes so sense. Funny.
And then my name is Taylor, and my brother actually dated a Taylor for 2 years, and that was weird too. So maybe we're messed up, but it wasn't a problem for us.
Like they're messed up family. We also got a message from a friend. Like, I'm dating a guy with the same name as my ex. It's awkward, especially introducing him and always getting the same confused look from people.
Well, especially if you introduce someone or introduce this person to someone maybe like you work with that you aren't super duper close to, but close enough that you've mentioned maybe your partner before.
Yeah.
So then they might be like, wait, I thought you guys broke up. And it's like, but we did. This is just a different, you know, Dylan or whatever
different
the
version.
Name is. Yeah.
A different Dylan.
That would be that'd be like hard to explain.
So awkward. You could tell us your odd stories about dating people with the same name as family members or an ex on Facebook, X and Instagram, KX969. If you want to be on Dan or Dumb, just reach out. We do that Tuesdays and Thursdays. And this is JP Makes Us Guess with your chance to play along and win. by pairing up with Nick and Coryell today. Playing on Team Nick is Paul. Good morning, Paul. Hold on. Paul, you there? Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Got him. All right. And with Coryell is Debbie. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Okay. So today's category, if you didn't know it, it's actually a buddy of mine, Matt Coatney, who is the voice of Husker Women's Basketball. His Twitter/X account is full of every day he puts up like Happy National Blank Day. So I always like to check his today. Today was the Happy National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Wow. Okay.
On April 2nd, each year, people celebrate this classic food favorite. The average American will eat 2,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by the time they graduate high school.
PB&J, by the time they graduate high school?
How many?
2,000.
I bring the average down because I've never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What?
You haven't?
I'm a peanut butter guy. Mostly peanut butters and Doritos, but peanut butter.
You've never had a peanut butter and jelly?
I don't like jelly.
Wow.
That's crazy to me.
That's like, I like jalapeno jelly.
Husker Nick's out here just being an outlier.
I am a weirdo. I get it.
Well, today, our category, being that peanut butter and jelly sandwich is usually reserved for, like, kids, the best kids' lunches. Like, you growing up as a kid, this was the lunch you always wanted.
Oh, okay.
On National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. And let me look here real quick. My computer froze up on me, so I'm trying to get it to work.
I'm already just, like, salivating because I'm hungry and I'm thinking about all the ideas right now.
Last time you guys played, Coryell won, so that means that Paul and Nick get to go first into the day's top 10 favorite kid lunches. And again, the number one answer worth a point and a half.
Well, we got to go with peanut butter and jelly.
I think so. Yeah, for sure.
Boom! It's in there at number three.
Ooh.
What?
Not the number one answer, but it's up there. Coryell and Debbie.
Okay, Debbie, what do you think?
I don't know. What about, like, Lunchables?
Sure, Lunchables.
Lunchables just gets in there at number 10.
I love Lunchables, even as an adult.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you can get adult Lunchables, too.
No, I mean, like, the kids' ones.
Yeah, this is true.
Chicken nuggets, you think, buddy? Or what do you
think? Yeah, buddy, that's what I was just going to say.
Boom! Nuggets! Yeah, the nuggets are there at number two on this list.
Debbie, what about mac and cheese?
Okay, good.
Mac and cheese is at number five. It's a back and forth battle here. Back
pizza?
To Paul and Dave.
I mean, I got to think.
What do you think, pizza?
Pizza's a good one. Pizza should be on there, man.
Do you want to go pizza for potentially the win? Pizza is there, and the number one answer.
The next answer would have been hot dogs.
Yeah, I was thinking about hot dogs, too.
The top 10, Lunchables in at 10, tacos at 9.
Tacos, baby. My kids will eat tacos till their faces fall off.
Grilled cheese at 8.
Yeah, that's another one.
Paschetti at number 7.
I thought about spaghetti.
Hot dogs at 6.
Doggies. Yep.
Mac and cheese at 5. Hamburgers at 4. PB&J sandwich at 3. The nuggets at number 2. And the number one answer is the za.
Kids have it right.
They really do.
We got what they eat for lunch. 2 and 4.
You guys got 1, 2, and 3, actually.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3.
Good job.
I mean, that is a butt kicking.
It was.
Oh, man.
It was kind of a butt kicking. That's okay, Paul. It's okay.
Paul, thanks for playing. Congratulations. You're our winner. Debbie, thanks for playing. That is JP Makes This Guess, a fast one today. Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy. Tasty Tuesday in full effect. Coryell. What is in store for today's Tasty Tuesday?
JP, I've got the tastiest April Fools.
Oh, are you talking about
imagine
what Runza did to us yesterday?
Yes. Ugh. Well, I want to give a shout out to, I guess I'll call him a friend. We're like ex or Twitter. I can't say ex friends because that sounds like I'm saying former friends.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say Twitter friends.
Twitter friends.
Avery, okay. Met Avery once at a game day, one of our tailgates in the rail yard, and that was a deep honor. So, Avery, if you're listening, what up?
What up, Avery?
But Avery does not let up on Runza. Avery always tweets or posts now. Release the breakfast Runza with hash browns. It's like every day almost, it seems, okay? And then people, including myself, have jumped on the train too, and they'll threaten Runza. In a way to release a breakfast Runza, including hash browns. So on April Fool's Day, Runza compiled all these tweets, and Avery's all over the place on this, of course, and said, you asked, and we finally listened. But then Avery also replied and said, okay, you cowards, post this on not April Fool's Day. Right. Let's see then.
Exactly. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, nope, it's got to be fake because it's April Fool's Day.
Right. And then I was going to do something totally different for Tasty Tuesday, but then JP...
I
between songs here, he goes, oh my gosh.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm!
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay
about an hour ago or so, or maybe a little more, Runza posted it again today and says, we weren't kidding, all caps, it is happening tomorrow, April 3rd, at 8 a.m., according to Runza, a very limited supply of this breakfast Runza. Only at the 56th and Holdridge location. Yes, they did. I think they bulldozed the building initially, but they put up a new one. So you might be like, wait, what? No, there's a new one there. Yes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've been waiting for it to come back because it's like my favorite one to go to.
They're raising funds for their youth hunger organizations. So they ask you and encourage you to bring cash donations. But if you, just like Avery and many others, have wanted this, what do you call it? Not magical. There's a word, God, I'm telling you, I'm not as sharp as I used to be.
It's because you're thrown by how amazing this is actually happening.
Yes. This unreal, but now realistic breakfast Runza with. Mythical is what I'm looking for. Goodness gracious. There thank you, JP.
The mythical breakfast sandwich.
If you want
sandwich.
The mythical breakfast Runza sandwich with hash browns, tomorrow, 8 a.m., 56 in Holdridge, very limited supply, bring cash donations to support their youth hunger organizations.
Why are they doing this to us? We have a morning show that goes until 10 o'clock.
I'm so upset by that, by my inability to go.
Oh, my God.
I already tweeted Avery.
Begging?
And I said, I will literally Venmo you and meet you in a back alley, and I'm so serious. If they'll give out multiples. I don't know what that's going to look like, but...
I will give Avery $100 to give to that youth organization if Avery gets us breakfast runs as him.
Okay, if you know Avery, if you know Avery Driscoll, all right, please relay this message to him.
I will donate $100 to get us to Runza Breakfast. I want one so bad!
JP will donate $100 to the Runza Youth Hunger Organization so that you can give the cash donation just to get two breakfast Runzas with hash browns here at the studio.
Like, Avery, it's been a dream
Avery,
for years.
You can literally come inside. We'll happily have you on air for a moment.
Whatever it takes.
Please, we're so serious.
For the love of God, I just want a breakfast Runza.
Tell Avery this. Hit me up, Avery. Please DM me on Twitter.
Our one big thing is the game we're playing.
I remember everything.
For Zach Bryan tickets, the I Remember Everything game.
Yeah.
Your clue for this part of the day is softball.
Softball, because Husker Nick.
Play softball.
Play softball. Did you know that?
No, I've never heard that
before. You would never know it.
I had no idea that he played the game of softball.
Each day this work week, there are three different clues, different things for you to remember. Each day, new ones. So make sure you're paying attention. And you enter those clues at kzkx.com. If you can remember everything we've told you, you could win those Zach Bryan tickets for opening night. Gosh, what an amazing show.
I
tell you what, in the like 11 years that I personally have been in the business, and JP, you might have something different to say. You haven't seen him yet, though.
Yeah,
so.
I'm super interested in seeing him live.
I can truly say, after all the shows I've been to, across the board, across the genre, and across the realm of, you know, traditional country and maybe newer country or AAA stuff, the Zach Bryan show recently at PBA is a top five at least show of mine, if not top three. It truly is one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Okay. And that's coming from me at the time having known a handful of songs. Honestly, I didn't even want to drink the Zach Bryan tea because I'm one of those people that or drink the Zach Bryan Kool-Aid. I'm one of those people that if something gets too outrageously
popular.
Popular too fast. I don't want it.
You get cautious.
Yeah, I'm all hipster about it. I'm like, no, I'll get to it when I get to it. I just watched Game of Thrones like a year ago.
I know.
I watched Breaking Bad like 4 years after it was done. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't want to drink the Kool-Aid.
Yep.
Hannah, who just filled in for me, and you hear her on Sundays.
Huge fan.
She said, no, Coryell, you have to experience this at least once. I trust her. So I said, all right, cool. I went, and I truly am so thrilled that I did.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that's all right. Get out of your comfort zone every once in a while.
High
if
price.
You're like, you know what? I don't know. That guy seems to be too popular too quick. Or I don't know if I like that one song and blah, blah, blah. Dude, right. Just go.
Just go do it.
You'll never know. That was one of the best shows I've ever been to. So we're hoping to send you. Sorry to go off on the whole diatribe.
No, it makes sense, though. That's the thing is, like, there's such a buzz about him that is it authentic or not? And yes, it's authentic.
There's a reason. There is a 100% reason.
And that's why we want you to win these tickets to see him live.
So remember everything each day, three different clues.
Mm-hmm.
Enter them, KZKX.com, and hopefully we'll get to see you on opening night.
Sounds good to me. All right, coming up tomorrow, we'll have couples therapy. We're going to have a chance for more of Jason Boland tickets.
Another great show.
Yeah. And then I'll also find out something new about Coryell, which we'll discuss tomorrow as well if you missed any.
Are you talking about what you thought was the April Fool's joke, but unfortunately it was serious?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
oh, no.
Like you and Tony Soprano. Coming up tomorrow, we'll get that conversation. If you missed out on today's show, including Dan Dump, you'll find it on our podcast at kzkx.com. Have a good one.